beyond the objects of perception are the senses, Yama said. Beyond the senses is the mind which thinks. Beyond the mind is the intellect which decides. Beyond the intellect is Atma, the self. The self is without sound, without touch, and without form. The self is eternal, without beginning or end. By knowing the self, you know the secret of immortality. When you seek life eternal, you must turn your attention inward. There you will find the self. The innermost self resides in the center of the heart like a flame without smoke. It is the same today and will be the same tomorrow. It grants all desires. The self is Brahman. It is the immortal. You will know the self when your senses are still, your mind is at peace, and your heart is pure. Nachiketa was very grateful to Yama for teaching him. He said, "Thank you, sir, for this knowledge. Please tell me, what should I do first?" "Start by knowing that the self exists," Yama said. "Then seek to learn more about it by experiencing it directly through meditation. When thought has ceased, and even the intellect does not stir, this is the highest state. This is yoga, the state of union. Through meditation, you will keep your heart pure and your mind peaceful. O Nachiketa, come to know your inner self, which dwells in your heart. It should be firmly drawn out, as one draws out the air from the center of a reed. This is the pure. This is the immortal. Yes. This is the pure. This is the immortal." And so the young but wise Nachiketa received from Yama the teaching of immortality and the way to achieve it. After returning to his father, he was freed from all impurities and obtained immortality. He obtained Brahman. And so may anyone who truly knows the self